Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hola, what is up, champion? It's Sam Crowley. It's great to be back inside the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Hey, what are you chasing? Let's talk about that. A lot of people chasing a lot of different things. You know, in sales, in my own business, I'm just speaking my own business, I don't chase people. You know, I sell coaching, consulting, things like that. I get on a phone with somebody, we talk, mention that I have a coaching program, sell them. I mean, I'm in sales. We're all in sales. Everybody's getting sold. If you don't think you're in sales, you're wrong. Everybody's selling somebody at some point. Are you married? Great. Somebody got sold. Okay. It's just that simple. So when people, I get a kick out of, I'm not very good at sales. You're great in sales. Just think about sales is the art of persuading people ethically. Could you start using that word persuade? And it gets a little tricky, but it's the art of persuasion, doing it in an ethical manner. Look, people need to be convinced, persuaded, sold that what it is that you're providing them is going to help them. That's all. And if you have the features tied to the benefits, and you got a result, you're fine. You're fine, but don't chase people, man. And don't chase shiny objects, and don't chase that next dollar. That's such a hollow way to go through life. And I wish I could tell you that I've never done that, man. I've done that more than probably you and everybody you know combined. I have chased money. I've chased women. I've chased everything, man. And you know what it always left me with? A hollow, empty, like, what in the hell are you doing, man? Why'd you do that? You know, just stupid. I felt regret. I felt shame. I felt like I wasn't living up to my, you know, God-given, like, this is my purpose in life. That's not my purpose in life, chasing women, chasing money, chasing this, chasing that. And I don't chase people in my business as a result of that, because here's what happens, okay? In whatever you sell, you don't want to beat the fish into the boat, okay? If you beat the fish into the boat, what happens? Well, then you got somebody who comes on board, they buy your product, or maybe you're like me, maybe you're a coach and a consultant and you're helping somebody do something, and then they start having second guessing, and then they start thinking, well, I don't know, and you got a big old adult daycare that you're running, all right? You might as well put a diaper on everybody and give them a binky and say, are you everything going to be okay? I don't run an adult daycare. And my coaching clients, that's why. When you get really clear, and I'll tell you what, this is the best advice I've ever given, and you must get crystal clear on the type of individual that you want to ultimately work with as a customer, because if you don't, you will be running an adult daycare. You know what I'm talking about, right? Even if you're in something like real estate investing, when I was a landlord and had 40 units, I could tell you, when we did the extra screening up front, you know, we had people fill out an application and we got the credit and we asked for referrals. That person was a tenant forever. When we took a flyer, when we went to the store hungry, we had to fill a unit. Oh, you don't have all the security deposit. Oh, okay, we'll take three different payments. And oh, you can make the payment on the 10th instead of the 1st. Okay. And oh, it's all cash. Okay, we'll take $30 less a month. Always was the worst tenant, always. And we ended up evicting all of them. All of those types of individuals I just described to you, we ended up evicting, okay? So don't chase things that don't need to be chased, okay? In your business, you don't have to oversell somebody. If they're not convinced based on your result, are you clearly and are you articulating the result of what you provide? This is the biggest challenge online, especially online, because you can't talk to somebody necessarily. You can't look this person in the eye. We're doing business at a rapid speed all over the world on six different continents, and we're trying to sell somebody, and we're not even looking this person in the eye anymore. And they're buying, but they're buying because the marketer or the provider is articulating the result. The result. Okay. And if you're good at doing that, people are going to buy. If you're not good at that, then you go, oh, come on. Hey, did you make a decision yet? Hey, just following up. See if you're interested. And you end up doing all that jazz. And then maybe they come on board. Like a few people come on board, and what do you got? You got the worst clients ever, the worst, because they didn't really want to come on board. You had to convince them to come on, and then now they're here. It's like, oh, no. Don't chase that stuff. All right, so don't chase clients. Don't chase money. Okay, here's how you make money. Again, clearly define the result that you're bringing and go find the perfect client. It's better. That's what we call Saturday money. Why? Because it feels like every day is Saturday when you're earning income that way. And you might have to get a job doing something that you don't like to do that pays the bills, that keeps the lights on, that takes a little bit of the pressure off while you're building out your passion. That's perfectly normal. There's nothing wrong with that. What's wrong is people who end up taking a job, never dedicating any time at all to what it is they're passionate about. They just go through the motions. They wake up, they spend an hour on social media because they must get involved in a debate. Their day cannot start until they have a debate. Guys, we're ripping people apart on the internet. We don't even know who these people are. Just a bunch of keyboard cowboys out there that are saying the nastiest stuff that they can possibly think of based on cognitive dissonance. And it's like, come on, man. Get off social media in the morning, all right? Get your day started in a positive manner. Me, I watch this. It's like the network. It's like the Netflix for the Bible. It's called Right Now Media. Right Now, all one word, rightnowmedia.org. It's through our church. And it's like the Netflix for any book of the Bible, any men's conference, women's, anything, Christianity, anything rooted in the gospel. That's how I like to. Well, I'd be lying to you if I told you I did that every day. But that's how I prefer to start my day if it doesn't get off in a crazy maniacal manner, taking my kids to school, getting everybody ready and Susan and all that good stuff. But that's how I like to plant a good seed to start my day. Because if what happens, you know the answer to this story, right? What happens if your day gets started in the wrong way? You're chasing, got to chase, running out the door with a cup of coffee. You're already late for your first meeting. Everything goes to hell in a handbasket. And by the end of the day, you're miserable all because of the way it started. Don't do that. Set yourself up the night before. Take a look at that's what I always do. I run my life by my Google Calendar. All right, all the appointments in there, all the coaching calls. By the way, if we haven't had our call, just go to everydayissaturday.com/calendar. You'll see a video on the page there. That's my kitchen, by the way. If you go there, that's my kitchen. So you get the chance to see me in my kitchen, everydayissaturday.com/calendar. Set up your 30-minute power call. Let's talk about your dream, your movement. I love coaching speakers, trainers, consultants, anybody really in any business, but we got to work on the message. Get the tight, clear message. everydayissaturday.com/calendar. When you get going in your day and it's going the right way. I didn't say perfect. Don't confuse right for perfect, but just the right way. Plant the seed the night before. Understand what you're looking at the next morning so there's no surprises. Oh, I didn't know I had this meeting. Oh, how many times that happened to you? Is it just me that happens? Before I started really ruling my life with this calendar, I'd look, oh my God, I can't believe I had a call at 8 o'clock in the morning. Oh, and then I yell at everybody. Let's go. You got to get moving. When in fact, it was my fault. I was the one that wasn't prepared. Get prepared the night before that you're going to have an amazing day. Not the perfect day, but an amazing day. And quite honestly, if you wake up, that's a hell of a day right there. Do you know anybody so far this year that hasn't woken up? I do. Uh-huh. Yeah. And here we are complaining. You know, oh my God, it's raining out. How many people that didn't wake up you think would love to hear the raindrops hitting the roof? Okay. So keep the main thing the main thing. Don't chase money. Don't chase people. Don't chase false profits. Don't chase stuff, like don't chase bubbles, okay, that in the air that when you grab them, you know, like when you blow those bubbles, maybe it's just me because I got a four-year-old, you blow, and all those bubbles come out of the little loop there, and you chase them, and you chase them, and you grab them, and they burst. Don't chase bubbles that burst, okay? Don't do that. Financially, relationships, business, all that stuff. Don't chase the bubbles that burst because that's most people out there. Be understanding who you are. You have amazing potential. You have greatness inside. We all do. You especially have greatness inside. Don't settle for anything less than that. All right? And quit beating yourself up over your past. Quit tripping over your past. Stop doing that. That doesn't serve any good for anybody, especially you and your dream. Okay? I want to see you on my calendar. I want to call you on the phone. My next week is wide open right now. Go to everydayissaturday.com/calendar. Let's do it and have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag everydayissaturday.